This morning our scripture reading comes from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Let us now hear these words. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What we find this morning is Peter giving instructions on God's grace, giving instructions to the people of the day, but these instructions have very real implication for us as well. How God responds in grace and how we will be sustained by the hand of God. But what he also warns about is a little bit of temptation. Temptation that is present in the world. Temptation that is actually evil. That is lurking to reach out and get us when we're burdened or when we're worried or when we have fears. When we face these challenges in our life, what he is warning us about, that it is easy for us to fall into that side of evil. But what he also does is he gives us some pretty clear instruction on this, that God stands ready to lift us up, that God stands ready to pick us up, to shoulder our burdens, to carry our burdens for us, and God stands ready to pour out his grace upon us. But for this to happen, we must also take an active role in it. We have to be willing to release those burdens and those worries and those fears and those hurts and that pain that we have in our heart. If we choose to hold on to those things and not let go of them, then we're really not able to effectively deal with them. If we want to keep possession of that hurt in our hearts, then it's hard to turn loose of it and give it to God and let him take that pain away from us. So we must be ready to cast those things to him, knowing that in our faith, knowing faithfully that he will be there and he stands ready to take those things. We must take this step in faith to release these burdens rather than to dwell on those burdens continually, because it's not healthy for anyone if we hold on to the pain of the past or those worries or fears that affect our lives each day, that have the ability to change us in a negative way. It's not healthy for anyone for us to hold on to those things. Recently, I had an opportunity to read a book and also talk with an individual about an analogy that he used to summarize that buildup of trouble in our lives. And being in a farming community for the most part, many of you have livestock or some of you have livestock, I thought it was a pretty appropriate analogy. So the farmers in here can appreciate it. One of the things that we use for fertilizer, in a lot of cases, is manure. Whether it is stuff that we get from our own animals or stuff that we buy. And some of that manure is ready for use immediately. As soon as it is available, we can put it on the crops. And then what we see is we see good growth. That organic process of applying cow manure, for example, to your crops or to your gardens as a fertilizer, we see a very quick improvement in growth whenever we apply that manure to the ground, to prepare the ground. Now, I personally don't own cows anymore, but we do have horses, and they're a little bit different. What I know about horses is that they produce a lot of manure. About 50 pounds per day is what I understand from reading. 50 pounds per horse per day. And when you start thinking about cleaning stalls and cleaning the lot where you keep them most of the time before you move them out, you got to do something with all that manure. You can't just leave it there. It builds up. You got to do something with all of it. So, of course, the first thought is, we'll take it out of the pasture, out of the stalls, and we'll put it on the garden. Till it into the garden. It'll help the garden out, and everything will be good. Garden will grow real well, and then we have a clean stall. But what we know about horse manure is that it don't work that way. It doesn't work that way with horse manure, because after you bury horse manure, it's still horse manure. And if you leave it there for 2 months and 3 months under the ground and you uncover it, it's still horse manure. Nothing has happened to it. What we understand from the scientific side of it is that it requires air and exposure to the elements for that decay to happen and for it to be broken down to become something good. And unless that is allowed to happen, then it's really of no benefit for growth. It's got to be exposed to that air before it yields anything. So my point is that you simply cannot cover horse manure up and make it go away. You can't hide it. So as I go back to Peter's message this morning, in this context, what Peter's instructing us to do is to do something about the worries or the troubles that we have in our life. And I want you to think about those troubles just for a minute as that manure. He wants us to do something with that trouble or manure in our lives and then give them to the Lord rather than covering them up, because covering them up is not beneficial. And nothing changes if we just cover the stuff up. We have to do something about it. And that's what Peter is telling us to do. Do something about it and then give it to the Lord. You see, each of us in here have our own burdens. We have our own worries, our own fears, our own challenges in our life. And we have to do something about them. We're required to deal with them. And we've got to do something about it. But if we carry these burdens with us day in and day out without doing anything, what do we see happening? We get tired. We get worried. We get fatigued. We get distressed. And at times we even get downright angry. And we want these things to go away. And then maybe we find ourselves trying to cover these things up, pretending like they don't exist, pretending like we have forgotten about them, and pretending like everything is better. We've covered them up. But what do we see when this happens? Eventually they surface again. They've been uncovered. Back to the analogy of the garden. If we uncover it without doing anything about it, what is it? It is still the same problem. It is still the same trouble. It hadn't been allowed to change. We've not enabled it to be changed. So if we leave it and we don't do anything about it and they surface again, that same pain, that same worry, that same suffering, that same hurt is there, just like nothing happened. We experience the whole thing again. In other words, we buried that manure without doing anything about it. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 22, it tells us this. It says, "For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed." Hear that again. "For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed." So somebody is going to find out about it. "Nor is anything secret except to come to light." In other words, as we talked with the children this morning, we can't cover it up. We can't hide it, because it's going to come back out. So the point is that our past hurts, our past troubles, will surface again. They will be uncovered if we do not deal with them, and if we don't release these burdens to our Heavenly Father, who has promised to shoulder those burdens for us. As a body of Christ, we most often make practice of asking others how they are doing. As we walked around passing the peace this morning, "Hey, how are you doing today? It's good to see you," and so forth. We ask people, we're genuinely concerned about how other people are doing. And if we do this in a very intentional way, outside of the passing shaking of the hand, then it might be that what we're really asking is, how is it with your soul? How is it with your life? How are you really doing? And I think most of us in here are pretty effective at discerning when one of our brothers or sisters or someone in our family actually hurts or they carry some burden. I think you can walk up to the people in this church or in your own family and say, it looks like you've got something on your mind. Tell me about it. I'd like to be there with you. I'd like to walk this with you. I'd like to help you do something about this trouble that you're trying to cover up. Let me walk this path with you. And as we make ourselves available to deal with the burdens in another person's life, then what we're doing is we're expressing an act of love that we genuinely care about that person. And it goes back to what we've spoke about recently in the past, how God often uses ordinary means, me and you, to be with another person in their difficult times in their lives. But then there's some of us that like to think that we're pretty good at keeping things hidden, that we're pretty good at covering things up. I've always thought I was pretty good at it, that I could cover things up and I could hide those places in my life where I had troubles, and that when I was having a bad day, nobody would know about it because I could hide it. And that if I was really hurting inside, that I could hide it because there were more important things that I had to deal with. In this journey that we've experienced with our daughter, there's been many occasions that I've told other people that I was doing just fine. That I was doing just fine when in fact I hurt. And I had reached the point of exhaustion, or I had felt extremely burdened, but I didn't want to share it because I didn't want anybody else to have to experience that same pain. And I felt like other people had bigger burdens in their life to be worried about me. And then not to mention the fact that, I mean, in my position, I mean, I'm a preacher, I mean, and I'm with the emergency services, and I've got a lot of responsibility, so I didn't feel like others needed to know about it. But fortunately, there have been people in my life, and many of you in this church, who have called my bluff. You have called my bluff and said, no, really, how are you doing? Don't tell me that nonsense that you're doing okay. Really, how are you doing, and what can we do to help you? I have been forced to come to terms with what I felt, and I was called to fully release those burdens that I had in my heart to the Lord. This morning, as I look across the congregation, there's no doubt in my mind that there are those among us who hurt. There are those among us who worry. There are those among us who have pain from something in the past that they have not fully released their burdens to our mighty God, who stands ready to shoulder those burdens. Brothers and sisters, we simply cannot continue to cover the hurts and the worries in our lives with that dirt that we talked about and have any hope of something positive happening from it. Because if we cover it up with that dirt, if we cover it up with that false pretense that we put on with our lives that, no, everything is fine and I'm okay. If we cover it up, nothing's going to change. If we cover it up, we have not released that burden to God, who wants to lift those burdens from us. God wants to lift us out of those places of brokenness and create a transformation from that place of hurt or that place that we were burdened. But we have to be willing to release that, to allow that air to get to it, to expose it, to open it up. We can't cover it with dirt. Because in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, we don't want to uncover it and it still be the same thing. We must allow our God to shoulder those burdens for us. And brothers and sisters, today I say that if you still carry around some burden or some hurt in your life, or something that you don't felt like you have dealt with in your life that needs to be dealt with, I invite you to take it and write it down on your bulletin. Or make some symbolic mark on your bulletin that says, I mean, that you know it means whatever you've not dealt with. And I invite you to come to the altar during our closing hymn and pray over that burden. Pray over that place of hurt. Pray over that place that you worry. And spend a couple moments in prayer about that burden and release it to the Lord. Leave that here on the altar. Not the paper. Leave your burden on the altar. Because God stands ready to pick those burdens up and to help you with each of those. And I pray today that God heals you. And that God sustains and nurtures you. And that God lifts you up. And I pray today that God's grace be upon each of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.